Welcome back to Maritime Morning. Oh, the drama. In Ottawa, there is a great controversy that has emerged over the course of the last week over robocalls. For anybody who's worked in an election or spent any time around elections, they know that one of the new tools that is used are these automatic dialers. They will call you up and invite you to things, or they'll call you up and tell you to go and vote certain places and whatnot. Well, this robocall voter suppression scandal is turning into what appears to be a larger political crisis. And to talk a little bit about what's going on in Ottawa, we're joined this morning by Conservative Senator Mike Duffy on the phone. Good morning, Senator.
Hi, Jordy. Good morning.
Good morning. I saw this last week, and I didn't really think that it was that big of a deal. And in fact, I remember when Rick Howe and I were talking about it on Friday, I said what they should do is let Elections Canada do its work, let the investigations go through and find out, you know, to the extent of this before it turns into all of the heat and fire of a full-blown political scandal. Well, it appears that the opposition is not going to do that. That they're going to carry the torch on this one. What do we know now that we didn't know last week? What's happened over the weekend that has turned this into, you know, the sound and fury?
Well, I don't think it's the kind of scandal this isn't the end of the world here. But it is something that does need to be investigated, and something that frankly burns my butt, because the dirty tricksters are at it, and I don't think anybody in politics likes it, and it should be fully investigated. This is, we're in the run-up to the Danforth by-election in Toronto, Jack Layton's old seat.
Yeah.
So all of a sudden, we've got this coming out. But the fact of the matter is these dirty tricks have been going on for some time, and Elections Canada should look at it.
I wanted to put something forward here. I've managed an election campaign, and anybody who's can find me on Wikipedia knows I've managed conservative election campaigns. And as a campaign manager, you actually have a responsibility for the people who are operating within your campaign. And I believe there's some accountability there that perhaps we should be looking at as well. And I just want to get your thoughts on this, because so far we've been saying, well, you know, these are the things that I've heard. It's been one operative or two or something like that. Do you think that there is a degree of accountability on behalf of people who are managing campaigns where something like this might have happened?
Absolutely. But here's the point, Jordy. We don't know what happened, and that's why Elections Canada should get into this with the RCMP, and I believe they are, and do a full and complete investigation.
Mm-hmm.
People have to remember that it's not just political parties that are operating during a federal election campaign. Under the law, we have all kinds of interested third parties that are operating in election campaigns, and I think that's where we have to be very careful. People are throwing stones, but there are third parties that have been attacking conservatives as well as liberals and New Democrats. So let's find out who's behind all of this. It's not in the interest, and you work, as you say, managing a conservative campaign. We have a thing called Go TV, Get Out the Vote.
Yeah.
People use telephone phone banks to, let's rewind the tape for a second. Everybody knows that politicians go and knock on the door. Why are you knocking on the person's door? You're doing it for two reasons. One, to say, I'm here, I'm your candidate, like me, vote for me. The second thing is that when you go to the door, people tell you, no, I'm a liberal, or I'm a New Democrat, or I'm a Green, or I'm a Tory.
Yeah.
And you mark it down on your little list, and when you come back to the office, you say, okay, Joe Smith at 11 Villa Avenue is a Tory. And you put him on your list. And then on election day or the advance polls, you phone Joe and say, hey, we came to your door. You said you were a Tory. Don't forget, it's the advance poll or it's election day. If you haven't already voted, be sure to get out to vote, and here's where you go.
Yeah, and at the same time, you also identify who's a liberal or who's a New Democrat or who's a Green.
Get their phone. number, because the guy at the door doesn't tell you what their phone number is.
Mm-hmm.
And so what you do is the people who are your supporters, the identified voter identification, it's called, once you identify your vote, okay, we know that there are 3,000 Tories out there. We want to make sure that every one of those 3,000 Tories gets to the polls. And so we have, and all parties have, phone banks urging people to go out and vote. And you remember in the old days, if you need a ride to the polls, call us. We'll have somebody pick you up and take you over to vote and so on.
But is it unreasonable to think that somebody in a campaign would get a hold of a list of people that are identified as liberals or as NDP or for that matter, even of Tories, and use that specifically to try to as they said, suppress the vote? I've never heard of that as a voter suppression. I've heard about voter suppression. It means something entirely different to me. But I've never heard of that being used or, for that matter, being suggested it be used in any of the campaigns that I've ever run.
Absolutely. And Stephen Harper says it's not the Conservative Party. And I believe Stephen Harper. He's straight as an arrow. In 40 years, he's the straightest politician I've ever covered. And so I don't believe it was the Conservative Party. But if there was something going on, don't forget, we have all of these other groups, right? In the Ontario election, we had organized labor, we had the teachers, we had various right-to-life groups. In the last provincial election in Ontario, there's probably a dozen people, a dozen different groups who had money and who had organized campaigns. I got an email this morning from a group called LeadOn.com saying we've got a 20,000-person signature petition. Who is LeadOn.com?
Mm-hmm.
It's not the Conservative Party of Canada. I don't know who it is. It sounds fairly leftist, so whatever. So there are all kinds of these other groups who, under the Supreme Court, the Liberals, I think, tried to have all third parties outlawed. I think the Supreme Court, if my memory is correct, said third parties are allowed to be involved, but they must be identified. So if somebody's running a robocall operation, they have to say, this is from such and such a group calling, blah, blah, blah. And the political parties have to say that.
Yeah.
And that's, it's like the ads on the radio.
But
this message brought to you by the Conservative Party. So we have been hurt by this. In PEI, they had robocalls phoning into PEI in the last election saying Stephen Harper doesn't like Catholics because he's got the advance polls on Good Friday. Well, that's Elections Canada. That's not Stephen Harper. We've had people making robocalls in New Brunswick. When Romeo LeBlanc was buried, somebody started a rumor that the Prime Minister desecrated the Blessed Sacrament and put it in his pocket instead of swallowing it. That was totally false. And, of course, they spread that all over New Brunswick in phone calls and phone banks. Hey, did you hear? So there are people doing this kind of stuff all the time. I go into senior citizens' homes. I'm in, be going into one this afternoon with Laureen Harper, who's visiting us here on the island. And people, every day I have people saying, oh, well, I was talking to so-and-so, and they said, you Conservatives are going to take away our old age pension.
Yeah.
It's absolute BS. But there are people who exploit, especially the elderly, and try and mislead them and abuse them for political purposes. That's outrageous. I would like to see Elections Canada get on it, get the cops on it, and get it stopped. It's wrong.
Yeah, Mike, I also think that there's a role to play in terms of how these automated dialers work, because if I have a list, I can put in a list of phone numbers. I can upload them. I could do 10,000 calls for probably $1,000, and it wouldn't be a problem at all. I mean, that's easy to do, and I could say whatever it is that I wanted to say. But there's a necessity for the people who are actually the providers here to ensure that there is that it can be tracked back to who actually did this stuff, because it's so easy now to do. I mean, the technology is very, very easy. You upload the stuff, you send them a credit card number, you upload the thing, you record your own phone call, it blasts out, and that's the end of the story. I got a call from Bob Ray when he was putting together his town hall, and I was going, how did I get on that list? I mean, I'm not really well known as a Liberal Party member.
every night, Jordy, my phone rings. I want a free trip to the Caribbean.
Yeah.
I mean, the whole thing is out of control. We're supposed to have rules. We have a do not call registry, but it clearly isn't working very well. So I as a conservative, are thrilled to see that we're going to get Elections Canada into this and get this nailed down, because it hurts everybody and it hurts democracy.
So you
and
think
it's not one party over another, despite what some people are trying to suggest. Every party's been hurt by this, and I think politics is hurt by it, and we should get it stopped. That's why conservatives welcome an investigation, because it's not us doing it.
Okay. Mike, thanks very much. Always good talking to you.
Jordy, take care. Have a great day. You got me all wound up now. You're worse than Tom Young, Mike.
That's my job. I'll see you later. Take care, Mike. Appreciate the time. That is Senator Mike Duffy joining us this morning. I don't know how you feel about these things, but I'm not real big on getting phone calls. You know, because it always happens at the most inopportune time, right? You're in the middle of supper, the phone rings, you turn around, you go and get it, you know, and you've got the whatever. But as I said, I was telling Mike, I mean, I get two phone calls from the Liberals asking me to participate in an online town hall, which I thought, well, I really don't think they wanted my opinion, but who knows? But you get on these lists, right? And then it's sometimes tough to get off them. I would expect they probably have purged my name off that list since that time. Anyway, off we go to St. John today, and Todd Vino is joining us from St. John. Not ready yet? Oh, okay. Well, we can take a moment, and I can tell you what we're going to. Let me see what we're going to be up to tomorrow. I'll check on my little calendar here. I see we've got Scott McRae is going to be joining us here in the Halifax Hour, talking about the new Waterside building and dealing with debt. Marianne Marriott's going to be in during this time slot tomorrow. She's been our person who's been giving us some advice in terms of that she's from Haley and Associates in terms of dealing with your stuff. That's by phone tomorrow, or it's by phone today? Oh, Todd's by phone. That's strange. We've got some little technical glitches going on here. So anyway, this time next tomorrow, we've got Marianne Marriott from Haley and Associates, and right now we've got Todd Vino from St. John on the phone.
Hi.
Hi, what's going on?
No, not too much. What about yourself? You enjoying your Monday?
Yeah, it's been actually a pretty good day all the way around, I would say.
Yeah, I thought Mike made some good points.
Well, he knows his way around elections. He's dealt with them for a long time. I'm with him on this. I think, you know, have an investigation, call in the cops, get whoever has to be there and find out who did it and hold whoever it is accountable. Mm-hmm. But I at the same time, listening to Pat Martin, set his hair on fire and saying it's the next Watergate is ridiculous.
You're not a Pat Martin fan, are you?
Well, actually, you know what? I don't mind Pat as a guy. I just think that he's so over the top. He's just such a ridiculous partisan. I mean, he's the most partisan guy, period. In the House of Commons.
Yeah, well, you know they're going to get all the mileage they can out of this, though. And I guess in the political world, that's what they do. Question period kicks off today, and this will be the big topic. But Roger Kuzner, a liberal Nova Scotia MP, will join me about 2:45 today to share his perspective. But it's going to be the same.
Well, I think they had better be careful. And, you know, sometimes make your words soft, because sometimes you have to eat them.
That's right. If I'm the Tories, though, if I'm Stephen Harper, I want this thing figured out. I want those who did this, I want them singled out, and you want to get to the bottom of this. Nobody wants to get this figured out more than, in my opinion, the hierarchy of the Conservative government. Would you not agree?
Yeah, and I think that there's some third-party people that may be a little bit nervous right now if this investigation spreads.
Right, yeah, we'll see how it goes. So we're all over that as well. Also, the Oscars went last night. Did you watch any of that at all, Jordy?
Nope.
Not. I didn't really. I watched it too. My wife watched a bit of it at the beginning. I watched it. Anyway, I followed it up today. We had a little chat on Friday about the Oscars. We'll find out if anybody really, some people love it, some don't. And we'll also continue our discussion about favorite movies of all time. So that and lots more coming right up.
And we'll see you tomorrow here on Maritime Morning.